I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We mentioned just before the break the SPEAK acronym. Guys, maybe just kind of review that again because it's a good snapshot summary of the rules of engagement, if you will.
Well, the S in SEEK stands for seek permission to have the discussion. Make sure it's a time when you can speak uninterrupted, when neither of you has other issues, either children or work-related, pressing on you. Maybe one's not feeling good. Ask, is this a good time? I think if we spend about 20 minutes, even sometimes giving that person a time frame can be helpful. Presenting the issue, the concern, the idea, it could be a path forward. It could be a solution that you think might bear some discussion. It could be disclosing how you felt about something that happened between the two of you. Those are sometimes best answered later on and not in the heat of that moment. The real meat comes in the exploring solutions and ask and acknowledging what you hear. This is where some skill level is real important, Neil. Asking open questions that start with who and what and how, not leading questions like don't you think, or closed-ended questions that require just a yes, a no, or sometimes just a nod or silence that gives the answer. So explore those solutions. Create a dialogue. If only one of you is talking, there's a problem. And then something that is tough for some of us, acknowledge what you hear. You may hear things that you hadn't considered. You may hear a concern expressed about the way you've handled something. It's tough to own it, but until you do, if there's validity there, the argument will never, ever cease, and it will probably continue to be an issue going forward. This is where empathy is really important, and I always joke that I was born empathy deficit. I know how to do it. I've learned how to do it. I've taught people how to do it, Neil. It just doesn't course through my veins as a natural gift. But it just says, hey, I can see that what I said really hurt your feelings, or I can understand how you felt kind of cut out of that situation because I didn't include you. And shouldn't be difficult for us to do, but it's some ownership. And until we own something, we don't really tend to it very diligently. And then last, as we said earlier, just keep this discussion on this issue in this moment. No need to go back and dredge up ancient history or forecast that this is, you know, something you'll always be doing. It's just not helpful.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.